meeting today with Sonia McDaniel, Women in Agriculture Coordinator, about the upcoming Women in Agriculture Conference. Can you tell us a bit about that event?
Sure. We're really excited to have the conference back after a few years off due to all of the uncertainties around COVID and all of that. But yeah, we're back for 2022. Our conference dates are August 4th and 5th, and our registration deadline is coming up right around the corner. It'll be July 13th is the early bird registration deadline. So it's coming up pretty fast, but we're really glad to have the event. We think it's important for women in Oklahoma, especially in the ag industry, to get together and learn together, socialize together, network. And we really hope that the participants leave our event feeling confident and uplifted and ready to go back to their own operations across the state.
And how do people find that registration to sign up or get involved?
So all of our conference registration is online. It's really easy to find. If you do a quick Google search, Oklahoma Women in Agriculture Conference, we should be right up at the top of the list. Once you get that site, you'll see the conference brochure, the registration link. We have a room block at the Hilton Garden Inn. Just checked with them the other day. All of the king suites are booked, but they do have queen doubles available in that special room block for the conference attendees. We really like for people to come and kind of use this as a way to get away from everything for a while and kind of just spend time with other women that kind of walk your walk and talk your talk. So we do have the direct link to the room block on that website as well. And then a little bit about our keynote speakers. And then, of course, it also highlights all of our wonderful sponsors. So really, quick Google search, Oklahoma Women in Agriculture Conference, and it should pull it right up for you.
And I saw that there was 4 general sessions as well as some special guest keynote presenters. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what attendees can expect?
Sure. So this year we really wanted our keynotes to really be empowering and motivational. And so we're super excited to have Brooke Clay Taylor join us. Despite some setbacks and health issues, she is so excited to join and be with everybody at our conference this year. And of course, her title of her presentation is When Life Says, Hold My Beer. Because sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen next and how do you overcome those adversities. And then also we have Brandi Buzzard on our day 2 keynote, and her presentation is about making your own luck. Sometimes we just need to understand that we do have the power and the control to make some differences in our own operations and our own lives. And then we also have Joni Nash. She will be opening our second day, and she will talk about the influences that women have on rural Oklahoma and how they truly have an impact within their local communities. And back by popular demand, day 1, she's always a great opener for our conference, is Kelly Payne. She's the general manager of Oklahoma National Stockyards. And so she's always entertaining and really understands what women in agriculture face on a daily basis. When I told her topic, she was like, really? Because her topic on the surface doesn't sound too entertaining, but it is very important. It is the current trends and impacts affecting cattle markets and agriculture. And she promised me that she would somehow spin that into an entertaining presentation. And I have no doubt that she will. So, but those are the 4 general session speakers that we have lined up.
Well, this definitely sounds like a great networking opportunity for all women in agriculture. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I don't plan this conference alone, thank goodness. I have a great committee of women in agriculture from across our state. And that was something that we really wanted to focus on this year as well, is providing more opportunities within the conference schedule for everybody just to talk. You know, you don't have a women conference and not expect people to stand around and visit and catch up and see people that they they don't see often. So we actually have built in a full hour break the first morning of the conference. And then Oklahoma Farm Bureau has stepped up and is sponsoring an late afternoon reception. So that's on day one, and it's from about 4:30 to 6:30, just to give people a chance to interact more with the educational booths and the resource booths that we have available, as well as just sit and talk to each other, maybe get you a group together to go shopping later on or go out to eat. But we really want people to have that opportunity to make those personal connections and those personal networks so that when they do go back, they feel like they can just pick up the phone and call someone or send an email or send a text, just so that they've got that added support for each other.
Well, it sounds like a great opportunity for women in agriculture and exciting an event. We thank you for meeting with us.
Well, thanks for having us. We're looking forward to the conference and really appreciate your support as well.